Hello once again. Sounds like last month was a popular one. Everybody wanted to learn more about building a home studio. So thank you so much for all your emails and calls and inquiries. Hope you enjoy this one. We're today going to talk about making money against the odds. How to talk about you, the marketing tips you just don't want to miss. Now, of course, there are a numerous amount of great marketing books out there. One of my two personal favorites would be Penny Abshire, who wrote Demos and Marketing, which is available at their site, which is voiceacting.com. And then, of course, my Voice Biz Handbook, which is Mike and Me, the Voice Biz Handbook, also available through my site at www.debsvoice.com. It's really important that you understand how to sell yourself. After all, that's what this is. We are now salespeople, whether you like it or not. If you think about it, even as just a voice talent, our job is to convince the listener to purchase something or to convince them of something that they normally are not convinced of. So in other words, we have to sell a product. We have to make them want to buy that product. In other words, we have to think of the client's point of view of how to get them to want what we're talking about or want what we're selling. In the case of a narrative or a tutorial, we need to convince them to do what we're asking. We need to engage the listener, and that's through creative manipulation, but really what it is good fashion marketing, understanding your audience. So that's one great way to do this. So I suggest getting the two books and really getting a good understanding of marketing yourself. But I'm going to give away some really big tips here. And I believe if you follow them, like truly follow them, I think you're going to find some work, even if you're just starting out. Now, you have to have some kind of training to be able to do this, and there's a lot more involved than what I'm suggesting. But I'm just going to give you some subtle ideas so you can get the idea of how to get out there and market yourself. Quit waiting on everyone else to get this done for you. You're waiting for the agents to get the work, that's fine. You need that and you want to have those agents working for you. But why not get your own stuff in the meantime until you can really land that great agent, or the work is coming to you and you don't have time to market yourself. So you want to get to that point where you're almost too busy to market. At the same time, you never ever want to stop marketing. I've had a lot of people talk to me lately about how to find work. They're saying, you know, they've auditioned on sites like voice123.com, voices.com, opusvoice.com, and all these types of sites that are out there, but they're not finding the work. Well, there's a lot of competition on there. Perhaps you're not ready for it. If anything, please look at those sites as an educational value. There is so much value to being able to audition for these things and getting that experience. So don't let that get to you. But how can you start going about finding your own work? There's tons of solutions. You just have to learn to think outside of the box. And this is something I feel I do well. You can tell me what your interest is, and I'll try and tell you a way to start looking at avenues to make money at it. Now, in voiceover in general, one of the best places that I think I would start is with real estate agents. Personally, I feel like there's nothing but opportunities out there. It's almost like every day I think about, what would I do if I didn't have a lot of work coming to me right now? How would I find enough money to support myself? Because I'm solely dependent on this industry, so I have to find a way to consistently be making money and be creative doing that. Let me start with an example that I've often used. My ex-husband is a golfer by passion and then an operator at a major power plant by career. So at one point when I became successful, he explained to me that he thought that I was really lucky, that I got to do what I love to do and he's just kind of putting in 9 to 5. Now, he likes his job. It's actually one of the best companies in the world to work for. But if he could have followed his passion, he would have been a golfer or played sports professionally. So this is where I can get creative. Now, when I want something, I don't even think for a minute that I can't obtain it. I only think of how. So I've just got a goal and I just figure out, okay, what do I do to attain that goal? Because to me, anything's possible depending on how bad I want it. And that's what I'll put back out to you again. How bad do you want this? I mean, are you working as hard as I am to get this done? And if you're not working as hard as I am, why do you think you should get that same kind of full-time wage? I'm working my butt off all the time. You can ask anyone who works around me. It's a constant marketing and constant promotion for myself and just constant rehearsing and voicing and editing and producing and different angles of where I need to go. You need to put in that same kind of effort. If that means you got to give up your coffee every day or your 1 hour break here, or you should be putting in a little every day if you want to make this full time. If you're only putting in part-time effort, you're only going to get part-time in return. How bad do you want this? Okay, so let's get creative. So he makes his choice as a young adult to follow a career as opposed to a passion. You know, he still golfed and maintained that, but you can tell it's what he really truly loved to do. It was a sensible choice. I mean, he's making good money, he's able to be a good provider, he's obtained a career. Now, what else could he have done differently to succeed at what he loved at that same age? My theory is this. When you think of a golfer, most people will think, oh, golf pro, it's got to be a pro. That's the only way to make good money at this. But they're omitting a whole bunch of steps. It's almost like the actor who just wants to be the Charlize Theron, the Meryl Streep, the Dustin Hoffman, without realizing there's a ton of steps to get to that point. And you might not even want that end result when you start obtaining other results within that. So, let's think out of the box. What he could have done was started volunteering at the golf course when he was a young age. You know, when you're a teenager and mom and dad are supporting the bills anyway, that's the best time to get out there and find out what you want to do. And volunteering is the best way to get there in there and do it. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to volunteer forever. Don't think that. But I'm talking about, especially when you're in the beginning stages of life and you're just looking at interests, why not get in there and volunteer to what it is you like so that you can get a taste as to whether you want to make a career out of it later on. Okay, so he starts off volunteering. Maybe he's just the garbage boy. He picks up garbage around the course. But then all of a sudden, you know, golfer Smith is an excellent pro golfer and he needs a caddy. Hey kid, will you come hold my clubs for me? Well, if he was smart, what he'd be doing is watching him golf. He'd start learning from him. He'd start paying attention to what clubs he chooses, the angles that he stands. He'd start paying attention to everything that he does, the lingo, golf etiquette. There's so much more to it. Then maybe he could talk to the golf course into giving him free lessons in exchange for his work. Well, there now it's a barter situation. So now we've moved up a notch from volunteer to barter. Now you're getting something in return. Then after that, they really like him there. Now they hire him as a, you know, maybe a caddy, or maybe he's going to be the guy who drives the golf cart, even something silly like that, the beer runner, anything like that. Then next thing you know, he's an assistant manager. He's still only 16 years old. He's got a paid job. Now he can afford a car. He's doing what he loves, and he's learning, hopefully, the entire way. So now he's the assistant manager, then he's the manager. That's where you stop thinking, isn't it? He's the manager now of a golf course. Ooh, big deal. Well, for some, that might be a big deal, and that's great if it is. But he could think even further outside of the box. Now he's actually a professional golfer because he golfs all the time. He has the ability to golf whenever he wants for free, so that puts him in a greater position, and he's paid on top of that. Now, management can be a little gruesome for some people. Pretty much, once you're manager, you're owned. So he might want to get out of that. Maybe he starts thinking of designing golf courses. Can you imagine if that's the next step? Now he starts designing his own golf course. You know, he buys his own franchise or buys his own lot, creates his own golf course. Next thing you know, all these top celebrity golfers, the Tiger Woods of the world, are coming to him to golf at his place of business, at his course that he's designed. Now he is with the pros, and it's up to him where he goes from there, because the sky's the limit once you're in that kind of a stage. So do you see what I mean? You can really get outside the box and really think creatively of how you can make money doing what you're doing and following what you love. Even if it's not voiceover, try and think that way with your kids especially. Don't teach them that it's not possible. Just because I wanted to be an actor and you think, oh, got to get a real job, or I'm sure you've heard, oh, you don't have a real job, huh? That doesn't mean that it's not possible. You know, my goal was only to be on camera, and look where I am now. Now I'm voicing behind the microphone. I'm still doing on-camera stuff because I still enjoy that, but really this has taken over and taken me into a new world. I didn't mean to be an instructor at all. That was the least thing on my mind. I was all about me and how to get myself going, but I learned that it made me feel good to help others as I did it, and now I've combined the two. I'm not ever going to be the teacher who can't do. I'm always going to be voicing first. That's my prime passion, and I have managed to turn my passion into money. So I know what you're thinking. Huh? What does this have to do with voiceover, right? I mean, other than following your passion. The point is that you can attain your goals if you just think outside of the box. In voiceover, if I was really needing full-time work right now to really guarantee my wages, I'd be knocking on local company doors, and I mean any company. Your hairstylist, your mechanic, your friends, your lovers, your moms, your dads. We are starting to get to ages where we know people with businesses. All of those businesses need something called voicemail. or message on hold, depending on what their system is. Now, there's a whole other world to message on hold and IVR and voice prompting where you need machines and a lot more information, but you can still get in iVoice from my doctor's office. I barter my hair. I voice her message on hold or her voicemail, and she does my hair. So I'm in a position of being paid to work with these companies that I have a personal attachment to, but I'm also in a position to gain from these companies in different ways. If you just started cold calling and went and approached each of these businesses, I have a feeling you'd find some work, even as an amateur talent. You might not have the demo yet. Well, this might be the best way to get across. But let's say, hopefully, you have the studio. Why don't you voice a mock-up of what you would do for them? Put that together on a CD. Even a commercial. Let's say there's a commercial that airs that you really hate. We all have one of those in every city. What I've done before in the past is I've actually revoiced the commercial what I think is better. Put a little music bed to it. I know there's a learning curve there too, but put a little music bed to it. And then I actually bring it into the client and say, look, I'm a full-time voice talent. You don't knock what they already have because that wouldn't be very professional. But I say, look, I'm a full-time voice talent. I'm able to do this for you and just thought I'd drop this off and thought, you know, see what you think. And I've gotten work that way. I've done the same thing with jingles, just writing jingles that came to my mind for companies, producing it, putting it together and sending it off. To some of you, you might think, well, why would I put in that work when I'm not getting paid? Well, you can use it as a demo for other companies if they don't particularly hire you. But at the same time, you're showing your initiative. You're showing how bad you want the work. And if you want the work bad enough, you will start looking for it. Keep this in mind. You will always, always, always find what you're looking for if you look for it. It kind of goes in the vein with The Secret, where what you put out, you'll find. Think of it whenever you see you're pregnant, let's say, all you see are pregnant women everywhere. And then all of a sudden when you have the baby, all you see are kids everywhere. You don't see the pregnant women anymore, except for the first little while. How about you men, or any of us, when we're buying cars? All we see is that particular car. Yet before that, we never saw that car once, not ever, and now everybody seems to have the car we wanted. What you put out, you will find. So whatever you're looking for, you're going to find it. How hard are you looking for the work? Okay, here's another idea I have for you. How about just websites? If you were to hit up every website that existed, first of all, you'd be busy for the rest of your life. If you could convince them all that they also need a voice for their site. Many sites now have music. They've gone to music and flash animation, and those are all wonderful to see. But have you ever watched a movie without audio? It's a very nerving experience, especially a horror movie. Suddenly it's not scary anymore. How about when you go to websites like real estate agents, where they have virtual tours? So pictures of all of the living room and the bedroom and the foyer, and it's a nice little tour of the house. Have you ever heard someone describe a house? And opening up to the master bedroom, the beautiful ensuite with three jet hot tub, whatever, you know what I'm saying. Give it a nice elegant feel depending on the house style. Why not put together virtual tours yourself? Become the photographer, the audio, and the producer. You're now producing for real estate companies. Now, they don't pay a lot for virtual tours because they have a lot of houses that they have to hire you for, but that's the point. They have a lot of houses they have to hire you for, so maybe you can get one real estate company to give you 10 to 15 jobs a month. Then you get another real estate company and another real estate company. Next thing you know, you're making a full-time wage. I have so many of these kind of ideas. There's lots of ways to get in there and find work. Just get out there and pitch. Get out there and ask. The one thing that I've told is a negative and a positive to me is that I don't stop talking about what I do. I tell everyone I meet, yes, I'm a voice talent, and I love the conversation that it sparks. For some, redundant. They've heard it before from me. They're tired of hearing it again, and I understand that. I'm sorry ahead of time. But at the same time, I'm telling you, it's got me where I am today. I tell everyone, and I get jobs from the least likely places. If you are practicing as a voice talent, and you're taking training to become a voice talent, and you've invested in becoming a voice talent, you've got a website and all these kind of marketable things, then it's about time you told everybody you're a voice talent. Just get out there and find the work. Okay, now if you're a union, you need to talk with your agent or union office about the legalities of doing these kind of cold calls. There are some rules that you have to think of, but many unions will allow you to do some non-broadcast provisions, and this could fall under that category. So you just have to talk with each of those departments and find out which way you should be heading in which direction. But I know there's a way to do it, even if you're union. So just get out there and find it. Okay, I have tons more ideas. ideas, but I have no time left to tell you about them. Perhaps when you take your next class with me, I'll be able to tell you a little more. The point is, quit complaining about it, get proactive, and get out there and sell yourself. No excuses. You're going to have tons of excuses. You're always going to have excuses. Just get out there and do it. I don't even think about it. I just do it. After all, this is what you do. You're a salesperson all the time. Put your sales hat on, put your sales character on, and get out there and make some money. If you have any further questions or want to do a training session on this particular topic, you can email me at info@voiceactortraining.com. That's info@voiceactortraining.com. Till next time.